isn't this show supposed to be about quiet times? Well, it doesn't have to be boring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up, what's up, what's up? How you doing out there? You doing awesome? Are you doing amazing? You're probably driving with your car, you're parking your car out there, or probably you're listening to our show while you're having lunchtime, or maybe you're listening to our show while you are working out there in your office and so forth, or probably at school. Yeah, well, you're listening to a right show out there just for you, and that is Intensity on Active FM, and you're just chilling with myself, Wandile, aka Mr. Mawanza, and I'm here with Mr. Luandos.
Yeah, aka Mawanza. Thank you, man, for this show. Thank you for this show. We're very excited and inspiring people out there to hear, you know, the good news about the Lord, talking about quiet times, things that matter in life, because that's what we want. Eh?
Yeah.
We waste time listening to things that they don't build you up. They sort of just become a cloud that allows you to not see how privileged you are in terms of your future, the bright future that you have. So that's what we do here in this show, the Active FM Quiet Time Show on Intensity. Yeah, that's where you find us. And you can also just make sure that you visit us on our website, www.activefm.co.za.
Yeah, you can catch us on our awesome Facebook page, /ActiveFM777, /ActiveFM777. And also, don't forget to catch us on our awesome Instagram page at ActiveFM777, @ActiveFM777.
Hi, everyone. This is Pastor Ebenezer. You are tuned to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
The moment I can get through the day.
Music is hot music.
Yeah, Christ music is hot music, and that was Rewind from Active Worship from the awesome Inception album that was released in 2019. You know, that's an awesome album. You know, you can also, if you wanna catch that awesome album Active Worship Inception, you can catch it on iTunes or on Spotify, and also you can. Yeah, those are the places where you can catch our awesome Active Worship albums from the awesome Active Church and so forth. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, we are just here to give you an awesome topic out there that we want to speak about today. We're still into a brand new year. You know, it's a second week of the year and so forth. And, you know, I don't know with you, Luando, how is the year so far? With me, I can see that, you know, there's good things coming on my way this year. You know, obviously there will be challenges and so forth. You know what, I'm looking forward to challenges and so forth, and yeah, it's awesome. So I don't know, Luando, what are you looking forward for this year?
For productivity, multiplication, fruitfulness.
Yeah,
so that's what I'm looking at.
Oh
yeah,
so you want to multiply,
having goals down. I'm actually serious
this year.
This
year,
growing is the most important thing, to grow, you know, have goals and all that. I know, I'm just looking at, to be honest, the goals that God has for me. Seeing these, you know, goals that God has for me just taking place, starting to happen, and that's what I'm living for. That's basically that's what I'm living for, and I am ready. And there's so much learning that needs to take place. And just that attitude toward then, not, and
And speaking about goals, what we are going to be speaking about is planning ahead. You know, you are planning ahead, planning for your year. You're planning for what you'll be doing for this whole year. You know, as we're still in the beginning of the year, it's like this is a year where you can conquer in your life. This is a year where, like, all the things that you've gathered down that you are planning for, you're hoping and knowing the fact that, you know what, whatever you planned is gonna happen through Christ, and it's gonna happen in a way that, you know what, God is there. God is always there, and always is forever there, and so forth, you know. And it says also in Ecclesiastes 3:14, where it speaks about whatever you do, it will be forever. Whatever God does will be forever, you know. And I'm just going to read this one, two books about planning ahead. And the first one is Proverbs 21 verse 5, where it says the plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. And the second one is Proverbs 3 verse 5 to 6, where it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. And just the last one, that's Philippians 4 verse 6, where it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God. You know, as I was reading about with those verses, meaning that, you know, whatever you are planning for this year, whatever it is that you are planning for, yes, as I said earlier on, there will be challenges and so forth, but don't worry about how hard it's going to be, how easy it's going to be, or whatever it is, because remember, when you trust in the Lord, always Lord will do, things will last forever. Things will happen awesomely. Because why? Because you trust in the Lord. Your plans that you are planning for, you trust in the Lord with those. Because you you'll be planning there and all that, but now you need to make it to a point that, you know, God is there in your planning. He's there every step of the way. He is there. You know, there's also that awesome verse where it speaks about that God will always be there for you, no matter what. And that's obviously that's coming from Joshua, Joshua chapter 9. Can't recall this verse, but it speaks about that God will be there for you always, all the time, and no matter what, you know. And you shouldn't worry, because yes, you will have big challenges, you will have big problems there, you will have this thing of like, you know what, it's hard, it's or whatever it is. But let me tell you something, don't give up, because the moment you give up, that's when now you don't get your plans. You worry a lot. Because why? Because now there you are. I didn't get to my plans, I didn't get to my whatever. Because why? Because you worried. Because why? You gave up. There's a saying that our pastor will always speak about and say that, you know what, don't give up on something that you started. Finish what you have started. Finish what you have started. Finish what you are planning. Finish it. Because you cannot start something and then you give up. When you're almost done, there you are, you're giving up. You need to continue the race and finish it until you see the results. Because you cannot give up on something. You cannot start something and then you give up in the middle and then you expect results there. There's no such thing. You can, in the way that you need, you want to get results, or you want to see results, or you want to see how successful you were, you got to finish what you have started. And that's what you start planning and finishing your plan and get your plan, and whatever you've planned, you accomplish that plan. You know, I usually speak to some few people, and I speak about in terms of accomplishing your mission. Yes, in 2019, you've accomplished the mission, you've made it, and now we are in the brand new year, which is 2020, and now you got to accomplish something new, a new mission that you have for 2020. What is that mission? Have you planned for that mission that you need to accomplish this year? Never mind what's going to happen. Yes, there will be challenges, there will be rough patches there and there, but you cannot give up. You got to finish what you have started. Always finish what you have started, because now when there you are, you give up in the middle, and now what do you expect? Do you expect to be successful? Do you expect results? No, there's no way you're going to get results, because you decided to give up. It was your own decision. Because remember, the moment you decide on something, it's somewhere in a line, it's going to affect the rest of your life out there. So what is it that you're deciding that, you know what, I'm finishing what I've started. I'm finishing what I've started planning to do for 2020. I'm finishing what I've started, and I know I'm going to accomplish this mission this year in 2020, and I will conquer. And let me tell you something out there. You're probably driving out there, or you're probably listening while you're eating your lunch, whatever it is. Let me tell you something. You will conquer in 2020, but you got to believe in yourself.
FM Quiet Time Show on Intensity with AKA Mwanza. That's who he is. And Luando. That's my name. Luando. And cut it short. Just cut it short. Luando, that's who I am. Very excited. Thank you, man, about that. Yeah. You know, planning before you even begin your year. Setting goals down and being able to hold yourself accountable. It's very important. And thank you for the scripture. Also, AKA Mwanza. Yeah, man. How was your holiday?
My holidays, wow, it was awesome. You know, even though I didn't go anywhere, but it felt like I was on vacation. I was dreaming.
So,
but I enjoyed my holidays.
You want to tell me?
That I was imagining
all those like 15 days. I don't know how many days you had. 20 days sitting. Didn't even go to the shop.
I did.
You said you didn't even go anywhere, so...
Oh, I'm talking about traveling.
Oh, yeah.
Traveling as in getting out of the province, going into another province.
Yeah. Planning for me, it's very, very important. Looking at what God has done, looking at the nation, stars, out, sky, and there's no way that such can just come into... placed into existence and in a formed way, in an organized way, and it was never planned. It was never planned, and we can actually see that God is able, you know, to do the incredible because it's able to plan. I remember one of the scriptures that blesses my heart all the time when I read this scripture from the book, the four gospels. I believe you can find scripture in any one of those four gospels. But what happened is that Jesus was actually, he took the disciples. They went to the mountain. Three disciples: John, James, and Peter. And that's where he transformed. And we learned that Moses and Elijah appeared. But it was amazing because they came to talk about the plan of Jesus' crucifixion. So what do we see there? There was a plan. I love that. There was actually a plan of for what? For Jesus' crucifixion, which shows that, you know what, even the redemption that we have was planned. It didn't just take place, no, at the right time, at the right day, you know, with the right person, with the right soldiers. Yes, just at the right time. Right month, right year, season, and period of what of in all the right period in all existence. So it was planned, and that's what we love, that, you know what, whatever that God has planned doesn't fail. And the Bible speaks about the fact that, you know, whatever God has spoken and he has promised, nothing can be added to it and nothing can be taken out of it. So the most important thing is that, you know, for me specific, is that we need to be like Abraham, have specific promises from God, because we know how our lives would end, regardless of what we go through. By the end of the day, we know what we have, and God doesn't fail. So, yeah, that's me.
So, the pop-up.
Yeah, ministry, finances. I actually did my budget last year for this whole year. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know what I'm buying, what I'm not buying.
So since now it's 2020, you probably out there, you have planned out, you have planned for you to get through for the year, and for you to accomplish for the year and all those things. So what are you planning out there? What are your plans for 2020? Because yes, you can say the year is long, the year is it's very long and so forth. Sometimes it's very long, maybe probably in your thinking, the year is very long or whatever. But you gotta plan, you gotta have, whether even when we plan, we gotta make it to a point that, you know, God is there. We shouldn't worry whatever it's gonna happen, because there's this one movie, Journey to Heaven, where it's about this guy walking and going to the cross with a whole lot of burden, sins, all problems out there and so forth. And while going there, you know, there's a lot of challenges and so forth. You know, even there are friends out there that are trying to influence him, that they must follow him. I mean, he must follow them. The friends want him to follow them and follow them into whatever that the friends want him to go to. But he decided, no, he's going to go his way, that even though it's very long, but he's going to go there. Even though there's challenges, but he's going to go there because he can see that this seems a right way and so forth, you know. And yeah, there's a lot of challenges and so forth. But while he was walking, he would still make it to the cross. And as he made it to the cross, all the burdens, everything, he was free from all those things. Because why? Because he trusted God while going there. He trusted Jesus and so forth. But with you, with the plans that you've planned for the year, are you trusting God in all those plans that you've jogged down in your paper? In on whatever, you know, usually here in our church and so forth, we always speak about this thing called dream book. You know, dream book is a book where, like, you know what, it's a book that you go with it wherever you're going. It's where you jog down all the plans, all the dreams that you're thinking for this year, for whatever, your future and so forth. So what are your dreams? What are your plans? What are your goals? So if you don't have that dream book, why don't you go get yourself that dream book? And I'm telling you, and you put all the dreams that you have on that dream book. And yeah, I'm telling you, you summon a line, you will get to those. Yeah.
So we're
going
to pray. Okay.
Yeah, cut my line. Okay, so we're going to close in prayer. So, 3, 2, 1. So we're going to close in prayer. And I just want you guys to close your eyes. And I just want you to probably agree the prayer for the year ahead and so forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ, Lord, for everything, Lord. Thank you, Lord, as we've entered into a brand new year, which is 2020. May we conquer in this year. May we go far in this year. May our plans go ahead. May they go well. In your trusting, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you're an awesome God, everything, Lord. We pray that we all conquer this year in 2020. We pray that we go far in our careers, in our futures, and so forth, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord. You're an awesome God, you're everything, Lord, as we all shout out together. Amen. Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening to our awesome, amazing show called Quiet Times on Intensity. Don't forget to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za. Also, don't forget to visit us on our awesome Facebook page, /@ActiveFM247, /@ActiveFM247. And also, don't forget to visit us on our awesome Instagram, @ActiveFM247, @ActiveFM247. Otherwise, myself, Wandile, a.k.a. Mr. Mawanza and Mr. Luandos, we are signing out. Peace out and God bless.
Christ music is hot music.
Christ music is hot music.
is most important, and that is his soul. Therefore, I deny myself.